Look, all feminism leaves my body and it should leave everyone else's body when you're on a first fucking date. You should never pay for the first date. Like, I'm all about being a strong, independent woman, but not really.
It hurts to be pretty.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lexi, and welcome back to It Hurts to Be Pretty podcast. I'm Angel Renee.
And I'm Lexi Wilk. Happy Valentine's to you. Happy Love Day.
Happy Love Day, everyone.
We love Love Day. Love Day and Hump Day.
Oh my God.
2-for-1 special. You're looking a little pink today.
Yeah, so I did our new laser called the Moxie. Mm-hmm. I actually did the combo, the BBL, which some people are like, you guys are doing butt things over there.
No butts.
So the BBL stands for broadband light. And so it goes after reds and browns. I did the combination treatment. It's our latest baby laser. It's not a baby. It's a beast, actually. And I wanted to do my face, neck, and chest because I do not have a Valentine's date tomorrow, but that's okay. I said last podcast that I was going to go on a few dates. So far, I've only been on one, and it's already the 13th. I've been swiping. I'm not losing hope. I think that I'm just a little picky and sometimes I talk myself out and then I'll swipe for someone and then I'll unmatch with them. So having a little bit of a hard time actually committing to going on a date with a stranger. I think I just watched too much Dateline.
But you're not being picky. You just showed me the pictures of the men.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
You're not being picky. It's truly nothing there.
And I'm on Raya, but the Bumble app in Denver, I have to say, is a little scary. With that being said, what's your V-Day plans?
I'm going to be with you from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., baby.
Exactly. But you and Jay have any plans?
Yeah, he's going to cook some lobster, crab legs, scallops. It's my favorite food he cooks are some scallops. And I think we're just going to, I want to watch a cheesy movie.
Okay.
Maybe have sex.
Okay. That's a good go-to. What's your go-to movie on V-Day?
I thought you were going to say, what's your go-to move? Like my go-to sex move on Valentine's Day.
Hands on your knees.
I do love a reverse cowgirl. go to Valentine's movie. I don't know. I think we'll browse. If it was up to Jay, it'd be like a war movie, something violent, but we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that tomorrow.
Well, last week I did a story and I wanted to get feedback from everybody of their worst date that they've ever had. Can you think back of a date that you've had?
So I'm kind of like a serial boyfriend girl.
Okay.
I could tell you the worst night that comes to mind. So one night I went cuckoo and I like broke into my boyfriend's house. This is years ago. Like I'm talking like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Broke into his house in the middle of the night because he wasn't answering me. I go up to his room. He's not there. And that's location sharing wasn't a thing back then. Oh. I ended up sleeping in his bed and waiting for him to get home the next morning. I don't know if he was telling the truth. He said he slept on his friend's couch.
Oh my God. It's hard to believe. Yeah. So, okay, we got some stories. I sent you over some worst dates. Yeah. And I want to kind of go through these because I know we're not alone. I myself have had some really bad dates. So let's see if this beats that. One that I can think of that I just shared last week was the guy who was running for mayor of Denver asked me out. And, you know, again, it's rare that I go out. And
Hickenlooper?
No.
who's our mayor? I don't even know.
No, he didn't make it, remember? He didn't even make it to he didn't get picked. I guess there's like 30 people that apply to be mayor. Mm. So anyway, he wanted to take me out to dinner. We go out to dinner. And as we're sitting there, the check comes and he's like, well, do you mind if you pay for this one? Because I'm running for office and I'm trying to save all the money. And I'm like, at this point, I'm so annoyed. Because the entire date, that's all he talked about. And I was like,
his campaign. He just wanted to vote.
and then after, he goes on to tell me, like, hey, do you mind like sharing this and donating to my campaign?
I will pay for the date.
And I said,
donate.
I just did. I paid for, you know, the tab. So that was my donation. I blocked him on all platforms. It was horrible. And this happened like a couple of years ago, but Never again.
Never again. Look, all feminism leaves my body and it should leave everyone else's body when you're on a first fucking date. You should never pay for the first date. Like, I'm all about being a strong, independent woman, but not really.
I know. I can pay for the date, but I love when a guy makes me feel a little more feminine.
Yes.
And just takes control. It really just turns me on. Because if I'm paying for the date at that point in my mind, I'm treating you
like
a little... I'm treating you like a little bitch because now at that point, I'm like in control of the situation.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the stories, someone wrote in and said, my date brought another girl to our first date.
I need more details on this.
I know. That's all she said. I'm like, did you stay? What happened?
We need to follow up with her. What would you do if you walked into a date and a girl was there?
I would be like, oh, you brought your sister. Because I don't know what you think you're doing. But even then, I would still be like, okay, well, it was great meeting you. Huh. I have no room to waste time. I'm too old. All right. So next one says, he took me to Waffle House for our first date at 3 p.m. Listen, I love some Waffle House, but...
it's not the worst thing.
No.
It could be worse. I mean, someone else said that she went on a first date at Shotgun Willie's.
Yeah,
She went on the date, though, so it sounds like she knew where the date was. It wasn't like a surprise.
I know. That's the thing. I'm like, okay, it's not like you didn't know where that was. And if you went, then why did he think that that was okay?
Right. What were you saying to him? I did hear they have good chicken fingers. I couldn't be making that up, but.
Okay, so actually, they do have good wings.
How do you know?
I've been there once.
Oh,
let's see. Next one. Showed up on a Hinge date wearing a black leather Coach purse, and so did he.
They had matching purses.
A satchel. I love it.
That's cute. I like a man with a satchel. What do you think? Not a purse, but like...
I don't mind it.
I don't mind it at all. Mm-hmm. What do you think about men with nail polish?
Oh, that's a tough one because I think it's cool. Listen, if you're like a creative and you're into fashion... sure, but if you're just a random guy that works down the street and you just painted your nail, I don't know if I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
It's just still weird to me. Like, I don't think...
it has to be a vibe.
It has to be... like, he has to have a whole entire vibe.
Yeah.
Because if a guy friend just all of a sudden started painting his nail pink, I'd be like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like, what girl's doing that for you? You're not single at that point.
All right. Shaving police. Someone didn't shave their legs. Okay, well...
okay, so I have a... this reminds me of a funny story.
Spit it out.
It's not that bad, but before I started dating my current boyfriend, I slept with one of my good friends. You know, it was one night, we were drunk, it was whatever, and I didn't remember saying this until a couple weekends ago when I was hanging out with him again, and I was asking him, do you care if a woman has a bush? Do you prefer like full nude?
Yeah.
And he was like, something you said to me when you were drunk right before we hooked up was, oh my God, I didn't shave. I'm so sorry. Be right back. And I left and I shaved and I came back.
Oh my God. With what shaver?
The one, my friends. I was living in my friend's apartment.
Gross.
Like, I should have just not said anything and turned the lights off. What the fuck?
I want to see the shaving job at that.
Probably like, bleeding everywhere.
Yeah, I was like, gonna
razor burn.
Okay, next one. I went on a date to this bar. The guy said that he was 5'9 and he ended up being 4'11. I mean, I think that happens a lot where guys lie about their height on
4'11 though.
That's tiny.
Like, no shade to our short kings,
oh
but 4'11. How tall are you?
5'2.
4'11?
That's little mama size. She's so tiny.
Oh my goodness. That's a really big lie. That's a catfish.
Okay. High school sweetheart, dated for 9 years. Found out 4 p.m. before breakup that he got married. He also was drunk, stayed for 15 minutes. I left to the bathroom and never came back.
Okay. Here's my thing. As women, we can be a little bit of a detective. We should be. If you sense something, there's no way this girl didn't sense something was up.
Yeah.
How does your boyfriend have a full-blown marriage going on without you knowing? That's wild. He tipped $7 on $50 and I blocked him when we left the restaurant. I'm trying to do the math in my head. What percent is that?
So it's not 20%.
It's under 10.
Yeah. But I think for me, I like to tip just because if you have good service and even if it's not that good, I still tip 20%.
Yeah.
And sometimes more.
Was it a takeout order, though? Was it a bar? Were they just getting, like, beers?
I don't know. I don't like a stingy person.
I don't either.
I don't like a guy that's, like, sitting there carrying over the decimal just to make sure. I'm just not a fan of that. I don't blame her. So there's that.
I saw a TikTok and it was like, you can sniff out a broke ass man if he's either excited about his tax return or if he doesn't care about his taxes. It's true. Like if a man's doing his taxes early, he's probably broke. Yeah. I did my taxes though. And I did get a refund.
Yeah, I agree with that. Just because I've been on both sides. I know exactly. Like, okay, I get this much credit for each child. Like, yeah, for sure. It's like payday.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Someone said define crazy. You asked a crazy dating story. I don't know. I feel like everyone's tolerance for crazy is different. If you ask my boyfriend, I'm fucking crazy, but I'm the least crazy bitch out there.
Yeah, I think a lot of men just will say women are crazy. And I think men are equally crazy, to be honest. Yeah. Even just seeing this dating site, the amount of crazy that I see on this dating site, it scares me a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think women are crazy because men have, you know, lied a lot, and you go in a little jaded, and so you're like, do I trust this person, especially if no one can vouch for them? If a guy has cheated before, if a guy has, like, you know, broken that trust, I think for me, then that's hard. But it's also hard to take people at face value.
It is. And it's also, it's a fine line when you first start dating someone between love bombing and they're actually just that into you. I feel like there are some men out there that are great and give gifts and are great with their words of affirmation. But part of me is always like, is this love bombing? What's going on here? I'm a little suspicious.
Well, you remember last year, this time, I was talking. Well, I wasn't even talking to him, but I had talked to a guy. He was 27 years old. And I even brought him to my Christmas party after, like, you know, the after party. And this was around 2021. Very handsome guy, like, built all the qualities, very sexy. But I'm like, oh, he's 27, but he was very mature.
Very mature.
Well, I pushed him away because obviously I don't want anyone that young. And around this time last year, I started to get gifts, I would say 5 days prior to Valentine's Day. And each day around noon, a new flower arrangement would arrive or a different gift and a teddy bear. I mean, I would say at least $1,000, if not more, mm-hmm. on gifts for the 5 days leading up to V-Day. And most girls would be like, oh my God, because at first we were like, oh my God, how cute. Mm-hmm. But as the gifts started to roll in, I was like, okay, that's a bit much. I'm not his girlfriend. I don't want to be his girlfriend. And I know most people would be like, oh my God, come on, now you're just alone. But listen, if I'm not dating you, if I'm not having sex with you, and then you just randomly
you weren't
just
even responding to him.
No, it was just too much. And I always say this because, you know, I'm one that I love flowers being delivered to me. It just makes me happy, giddy. I don't care. Even if it comes from King Supers, it just like the thought that someone thought of me to have something delivered and went out of their way. But it also is something when you actually care about that person, because I got flowers this last week from Dr. Capraro.
Yes, he's your Valentine.
Yeah, he's my little Valentine. So I got chin lipo and I refer some people to him. And they're like, oh my God, flowers came for you. And I knew it wasn't from anyone that, like, because I'm not talking to anyone. But when it said Dr. Capraro, I was like, oh, that's cute. But it wasn't like, oh my gosh, he sent me flowers.
Yeah.
I miss and I love that excitement, that like text of like, good morning, beautiful, or have a nice day, or I had something planned for you. That shit gets exciting.
The I have something planned for you is the most.
Oh, turn on. Instantly, I get chills.
Instantly, I'll fuck you.
Yeah. Like, I will.
A surprise.
Hands on the knees. Hands on the knees.
Hands on your knees.
I will definitely be doing all the things for you.
It could literally be like fucking bringing sandwiches to the park. But if it is a surprise planned date, oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it just does something. And if any guys are listening out there, please, for the love of God, go out of your way. Even if a girl's like, no, I don't need anything. Listen, the littlest thing goes a long way, even if it's a love letter. We were talking about this last week, how even just a little letter but don't be cheap.
Like, we have coffee and
flowers are not expensive.
No.
Like, serve her, because you would be surprised how she's going to return, mm-hmm. like, return the favor, if not, like, treat you so good. It's the smallest thing. I think men skip that part because it's so much effort to them. When it becomes habit and they, like, oh, this is all it took. Like, she waters, you water her, she waters you.
Yeah, what do you give?
Okay. Anyway, but yeah, so that happened. So it's different when, it hits different when a guy actually that you like sends you flowers and sends you things. It makes you feel a type of way. I know it does for me. I don't know about you, but.
Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? And yeah. It's something you forget about when you're in a relationship for a long time. Never get comfortable, ever. I feel like that's something I actively work on. Like, if you're at the grocery store and you're a man or a woman and you walk past the flowers, like, that is the first thing you see when you walk through King Soopers, the fucking flower aisle. Grab a fucking bouquet. I'm walking through this tree aisle. I see my boyfriend's favorite soda. Yeah. I am the fucking soda. It's so easy to be thoughtful.
Exactly. And it takes a little effort. Okay, so I have a funny dating story. I think I've said this before, but for new listeners, this is when I became newly single at like 33. My kids were still in grade school. Okay. I worked here in Cherry Creek, and this guy, he was like very handsome, white man, 6'2". And I can't remember how I met him, but he said, come over to my house. I'd love to make you dinner. You have to remember that I was married for 14 years. I was so gullible. And I used to think that, you know, back in the day, if you had sex with someone, you were going exclusive.
You're married.
Yeah. Basically, you're mine now. I licked it. It's mine. And I didn't know, like, anyway, I didn't know the rules. So I'm very nervous. This is me getting off of work early. I remember just like flustered in my car. He lived downtown. He was a little younger than me. And I was just like nervous, excited. And as I was texting him, like, I'm here. He's like, yeah, I'm so excited to meet you. And I think we were just texting throughout the day. And he's like, I know you know that like I don't want to date anyone who has kids. So I didn't know that. And so when he said that, I was literally walking into his house. I don't remember what was said. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be a short visit. Well, on my keychain, and judge me if you want, on my keychain was a picture of my daughter and with some of her teeth missing. And like, it was like a grade school pic. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to tell him, but I don't want him to find out like this. So I take off the Gabby's picture. I put it in my boot. Do you remember this story? Yeah. So I go upstairs and immediately he just starts kissing me, pushes me up against the wall, super aggressive. I was like, okay, what's happening?
Red flag.
And he's like, I'm so happy you're here. Do you want wine? And he like sits me down on his, so he's pretty aggressive. I just, ugh, mm-hmm. I get the ick thinking about it. Well, he slides off my boot because, you know, to take off your shoes in the house, he slides off my boot. Gabby's face goes flying across the room.
I can't.
Gabby's face goes flying. I was all,
oh. You fly off the couch, retrieve it, flush it down the toilet.
No. I was like, oh my God. So I'm like trying to, as he's trying to pour me some wine, I'm trying to look for Gabby's face in his
living room. He was distracted.
Yeah. So he went, like, he took off my shoes. He didn't see it go flying.
I've never had a man take my shoes off before. He was like, what?
Well, he was, thought he was, I don't know. It was just aggressive.
Foot fetish, perhaps.
And so as he's pouring, I'm like, listen, I got to tell you something. I have 3 kids. And then he was like, oh, wow. And, you know, people used to be really shocked that I had 3 kids back then. So I'm like, yeah, they're this age, and this age. And they're, in fact, you know, they're at home waiting for me.
In fact, my keychain is right there.
And he's like, well, what if we just have sex? And I was like, you know what? Thank you so much. I'm going to go. And at that point, I knew, like, I'd rather be home with my kids totally. Than this bad date. But that was one of a few, actually, that, you know, when you have kids, it's really hard to date and for guys to take you serious because a lot of them don't want to try to be stepdaddy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I didn't really take anyone serious for so many years, because I'm like, oh, they don't want to date me. They just want to fuck me. Not to say that there wasn't a good guy. It's just I didn't have time to date. It was really mm-hmm. difficult for me. But that one was hilarious.
That's a good one. I do feel like women don't mind as much when men have kids from a previous relationship, mm-hmm. but men really mind.
Yeah, they do.
Why is that?
You know, I think being a stepdad is a hard thing, or like you come with a package.
Yeah.
And a lot of them either are like, ugh, that's a lot. And a lot of them also just want to have sex. It's not something that, okay, well, I want to take her serious, or financially, that's also hard for them. And if they don't have kids themselves, it's like, okay, I can't do that. But yeah, I think that's why it's a little hard for women and just in general to date who have kids anyway.
Yeah.
And now that my kids are older, there was a few men who kind of wanted to slip back in and like date me. And I'm like, no, you didn't want to.
You lost your fucking chance, bro. Did.
You thought I was at, you thought like, oh, this bitch, single mom, she's probably struggling. So I never forget. They follow me on social and every now and again, they'll be like, oh my God, we should go on a date. I'm like, I remember back in the day, you didn't even give me a chance because you thought like, oh, Angel, she's like going through stuff, which fair, whatever. It happened for a reason. But men these days are tough. Like, it's not easy to date, even now, for me to go out on a date, to set something up, to go out of my way. So I can see how for some men on that side could be a little exhausted for, okay, I now have to pay for dinner. Okay, this is not going to, like, last very long. Okay, I have to date Rebecca on Tuesday.
I'm not justifying any of their behavior. I don't feel bad for them.
I feel bad for Amber on Thursday. And then there are some women who can juggle a few men also. And I'm not kidding you, and shout out to the girls who can. I've always wanted to be that girl who can juggle a few men, because I have some girlfriends who are like, yeah, like I have a few dates set up and I'm talking to Gary and Mike and this. And yeah, I think they're all great. And
they don't get attached to one singular person.
I'm such a hopeless romantic that I'm like planning our wedding, the second date in my mind.
it's true. And I do feel... like you watch The Bachelor and he's in love with like
two girls, three girls.
Like, how can you have like a true soulmate in two people? Like, how is it that hard for you to decide between the two of them? Okay. What's your favorite sex position? Have we talked about this?
For Valentine's
Day? Yeah, for Valentine's Day.
You know, it's been so long for me that I honestly have forgotten. And I think a position, sure, but like me, I miss the passion when two people are connected.
Yes.
Because you could have sex and you can fuck and you can, it could be that. And I think for men, it feels different for women because, you know, they can get it in and get a nut and they're fine. Mm-hmm. But for me, I think I miss a connection with someone. And I think that's why it's been so many months that I don't want to just have sex with anybody right now. And when you've waited for so long at this point, it's just like, okay, well, I really want to wait until I have a connection, because then sex is amazing. And you just feel like you've exchanged those positions in your mind leading up to it. And you're like anticipating it.
Oh, my God.
As opposed to like, you know, oh, like, okay, well,
I'm drunk.
Missionary. Yeah. I sucked his dick. You know, I just I don't know. Like, I think for me, I miss that connection part, because then I have a naughty side that I love.
And you're comfortable enough to just let it go.
Yeah. So I think I just miss that part of it. But what's your favorite? Oh, you told us. Reverse cowgirl.
I like a reverse cowgirl. But when you said connection, it made me think of something I miss doing. And it's when, like, should I demonstrate?
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that hard to explain. But when the man is sitting like up, like he's sitting in bed and his legs are out, sitting up, and then you're like on top of him and you're just like hugging so tight and you're both sitting up and it's just like so close. Like you want to be inside of their entire body. You want to crawl in there and like build a home.
Oh my,
you know what I mean?
When you feel it, it's like an explosion.
Yes, you're like both sitting up and your legs are wrapped around so close together.
Yeah.
Haven't done that in a while.
that I feel like, I love that for you. I'm picturing it. I'm all, I mess up.
No, don't picture Jay and I having sex.
I wouldn't picture that. I meant like that position.
Yeah, it's a good position. I mean, do your thing, whatever you feel comfortable in, however you get off. It's hard to get off through without clitoris.
Without what? Like stimulation?
Vibrator, stimulation, eating, getting eaten out.
I think it's just practice.
Yeah.
And a guy knowing what you like
to. And a good dick.
Because I think there's a lot of women who haven't fully experienced an orgasm without a vibrator.
Yeah.
And that takes practice. And it's hard if you don't have just one partner to practice with.
Practice on yourself.
I don't do that either. But listen, it's V-Day. Go have yourself some sex. If you're single, like me and you're not going to be having sex tonight, I'll just draw myself a bath. I'll read a book. I still love love very much. I'm such a hopeless romantic. As much as I hate Kelsey, whatever his name is.
What did and you call her? Travis Kelsey? You called, he, Dave called him Kelvis.
Kelvis Davis.
Kelvis Davis.
And I mean, I love seeing them. I think it's so cute. Either way, like, I love love. So today, if you don't have a partner, spend time with your girlfriend, spend time alone, go to a bar, sit alone.
I love
love
being
on
alone.
Yourself. And then if you have a partner, write them a letter, do something. Even if you're expecting something and you don't get it, sometimes you have to set the standard. Mm-hmm. People always tend to do what they love in return. So if you love gifts and you love things, you love letters, do, and then, you know, have a talk. Like, guess what? Don't blow up. Don't be mad.
Oh, that's hard.
That is really hard. It takes a lot of self-control. But I would say, you know what? I actually would love a little something. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to keep having this conversation. This should be a one-time thing. But I love a little, like, go out of your way. Even if it's at home, let's make dinner. Let's do something. So I think some men need to be just, they're
coached.
Yeah, they're oblivious. They're thinking about, like, football and basketball and dumb shit. And I'm not making excuses for them, but I just know that some men need to be taught.
Yeah, and if they don't feel guilty that you're giving them a gift and cooking them dinner and they didn't show up with anything, if they don't feel like, oh, I fucked up,
mm-hmm.
they're gone. Goodbye.
Yeah. Hey, on to the next.
On to the next.
And if, hey, that's another thing. If you're riding the fence of, like, I think I'm checked out, you know, or a woman that's, like, or a man who's like, I don't know, I'm on the fence about this relationship. Life is too short to settle.
Yeah.
And we both know this. Like, life is too short. And if you're all in, you're all in. And I also know the other side, that some women will leave their man because they think it's better on the other side, or men have left their women for other people and it's not always better.
The grass isn't greener. There's always going to be a new set of problems.
Yes.
Sucks to say out loud, but it's like you have to find someone that you're able to tolerate the rest of your life, because
yeah.
the honeymoon phase will end. But as long as you have someone that's willing to do the work with you, that's all that matters.
It's true. It's so true.
But it is easy to let your mind go and be like, oh, well, this guy does this and my boyfriend or husband doesn't do this. Just don't let yourself get wrapped up in those thoughts, because there will be a new fucking set of problems and you're going to miss what you have.
Yeah. You gotta water. You gotta, like she said, the honeymoon phase is short-lived, but the love does grow if you have someone to grow with. Now, if they're not growing and you're doing all the work, let me tell you, that shit does not change. And you're gonna have to, at some point, make a decision and say, like, I have to put me first. Mm-hmm. I also think there's the other side, where we live in a generation where instant gratification, lots of options. And so we think everyone is just replaceable with love. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the same as work or, you know, certain friendships. Love is rare. A connection is rare. So if you have it, and I did a post about this last night, my grandparents were married for 50 years. And through it all, I never saw them, like, argue too bad, but they were always showing each other love. And I just think that love back then was so different. You know, they worked through all their bullshit. Anyway.
Divorce wasn't as easy.
Yeah. It wasn't really the first option, where a lot of people, that's their go-to first thing. And I'm not sitting up here thinking I know everything, but I have two divorces under my belt. And I think that when you do make that call, it's scary, but you know it's for your best interest. Mm-hmm. And it's not a selfish motive, because you think it's better on the other side. That's why I thank God for counseling and therapists and things like that, because there are options to help you grow in that relationship. So happy Valentine's Day. On that note, happy V-Day, everyone. I wish you love. I wish you happiness. I love love. If you guys get engaged, you got married, we want to hear about it.
Don't show me. I'll be pissed. Just kidding.
I mean, you could show me. I might be a little sad.
Like, yeah, we'll see, but, like, we'll cry.
Anyway, I love you guys. Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you so much. And listen, what will help us so much is if you guys hit the 5 stars, write a review. That will help our podcast so much. So if you love us in return, please take a little 2 minutes out of your day on Apple or Spotify and just write a quick review of how much you love us.
Because we love you so much.
We love you. See you next week. Bye.
be pretty.